Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. It is 4 questions, 8 minutes, and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob, and here we go. Number one, a couple sentences. Tell me who you are and what do you do?
Hey, Bob, I'm Martin. Nice to meet you. I'm the CEO and founder of PMAD.app. We're a startup that helps companies share their compliance document with their prospects and customer in a pretty easy way. While doing it in a secure fashion.
Perfect. That's a great segue to question number two. What is the difference between SOC 1 and SOC 2? Go.
You bet. So both standards, I guess to give you some context, are standards that were created by the AICPA, the American Institute of CPAs. And so it's a US standard. SOC 1 is essentially a financial standard. So companies that want to get a finance audit go through SOC 1. Whereas SOC 2, which most companies, especially SMBs, mid-market, enterprise, that have a SaaS business that are working mostly in B2B, more than B2C, to be honest, is a standard that they will go after. And SOC 2 really is a way to create trust with your customers. So the way it works is SOC 2 asks you to prove how you address a series of risks. And it doesn't tell you how. It's up to you to explain how you do it, which is why I love it so much, because it's pretty modular and everybody gets to give it a shot at how they want to do it. And it covers things like, the life cycle of an employee. How do you find employees? How do you interview them? How do you onboard them, train them, try to retain them? And then when they decide to leave, how quickly are you able to terminate their account for security purposes? It also looks at how you onboard customers. Do you have, onboarding materials for them? Is there a good support process in place? If they have questions, can they reach out to you? Do you have an FAQ, documentation, that kind of stuff? And same as for the employee, when they're ready to go to leave, is there a way for them to export their data or for you to delete their data and that kind of stuff? And then tons of other stuff in the middle, regarding security and compliance within the business. So do you have a vulnerability scanning process, pen testing, a risk assessment? Do you train your engineers? Is there a good way for when people release new features, can anybody do it? Or is it more, you have to approve, there's like a series of change management process for approval, that kind of stuff. So that's the big difference between SOC 1 and SOC 2. SOC 1 is really just financial, where SOC 2 really covers all of your business, and that's why everybody's after. Now, even within those two standards, there is what we call the Type 1 and the Type 2. And the Type 1 is a point-in-time audit, whereas the Type 2 is an over a period of time audit. So the Type 1, essentially, auditors come on site and they'll verify that you're doing the things that you say you're doing at a particular point. For example, you say every employee goes through a background check when they're hired. They look at your last hire, but not anything in the past. Whereas with the Type 2, what they'll do is they'll look over the next 6 months period for every new hire if you've gone through a background check, and this for every single control that you have in place. So to kind of recap here, SOC 1 is financial, SOC 2 is more about how you're operating your business. And then within both of those, you have the Type 1, which is point in time, and Type 2 over time, which is sort of the golden ticket that your customers are going to request from you.
Perfect, perfect. Let's get to question number three. What other CEOs, founders, executives that you personally know that you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, Ade Olono definitely comes to mind. He was the CEO of Formstack and then the CEO of Formspring. He gave me my very first opportunity when I moved to the US. I was on a student visa and gave me a work visa. I learned so much from him and his company. We grew the business from 0 to 23 million users back in the days. There's so much to learn. I was pretty hot-headed back then. And, he was very patient with me and he kept on building great companies years over years. And so, yeah, that's my shout out to Ade. Thank
Perfect.
You.
I'll look him up there. Number four, final fun question. Tell me about your most epic sale.
The one that comes to mind is one that we had with Pima. You try to get big names just for brand recognition. And we had this pretty big company that started with us early on. And when it came time for renewal, they just were not answering our emails. And eventually got a hold of them and they were like, look, we're so sorry. We really, truly love the product, but there's this one competitor that has this one feature that we desperately need, even though we like your product better. And I was like, all right, give us 3 days, and went back to the team, built the feature, you know, all hands on deck, went back to them. And then they were like, wow, we can't believe it. You know, wish we had asked sooner. And so it's a renewal story, I guess, more than an epic sale, but it was a pretty epic renewal. They're our biggest client to date, and we're pretty happy about that.
That's awesome. They're basically build it. If you build it, they will come. Basically,
exactly. And stay.
Yes. If you build it, they will stay. I like that better. Hey, Martin, you've got 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want. We can end early. I am flexible. Go.
Yeah. I mean, how did you get into doing podcasts?
Basically, told my coach I've always wanted to use a net podcast as a networking tool. She said, great. Your first podcast is scheduled in 48 hours.
Wow.
So built this whole system up, and 2000-ish episodes later, here I am.
Wow. That's crazy. And how do you find people?
Basically through LinkedIn.
Through LinkedIn, word of mouth.
There's a little bit of secret sauce involved. So I'm just going to say through LinkedIn.
That's awesome. Well, I bet you deal with a lot of SaaS companies, probably a lot of them that are compliant with standards. If there's anybody that's listening and is compliant with any standard, I would love to give you a tour myself of Pima. You know, what we do is we help sales, legal and security kind of work together, right? When you become compliant, sales want to share out these reports or those security policies with a lot of information. Legal wants an NDA in place, and security wants to have some sort of tracking over those documents, right? And that's what Pima helps you with. We really like combine all three of those things to create an interface for sales to be able to send those documents, legal get those NDA automatically, and for the security team to have a good idea of where those documents have been. So if you're compliant with, GDPR, with SOC 2, with HIPAA, with ISO, as long as somebody is asking you for documents, compliance documents, we can help your sales team share those documents much, much faster and not have to deal with any redlining. Like 95% of the documents that we send out are signed within 15 minutes with no redlining. So it truly helps your sales team move forward with that procurement process.
Perfect. You pulled it off there, Martin. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Martin, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because 808 looks like Bob.
Gold star from Martin. Say your website real quick.
https://pima.app.
It's in the description. It's magic. Martin, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I am legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.